Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Happy September. This month, we want to find balance in our day, our life, our eating, exercise, you name it. Everything that is important to you, any goals you have, you want to find balance so you can reach them. Let me explain about September. I have hundreds of clients that did amazing and stayed on program and continued losing weight because they were committed for all different reasons. You know, some clients just started and they didn't want to stop. Some have been on it and they just feel so good and they're on their road. So they just kept going. Others, I'll tell you honestly, I have hundreds who also take a break and they do it every year. They work hard all year long so they can take their break in the summer. And that's fine too. That's how they live their life. And it's great. We want that. I want you to live the life that you love to live. And that's why that this is so important. You have to follow what works for you. So now let's talk about September, because regardless if you were great all summer or if you were off all summer, going into September, this is what I want for all of you. I want you to find balance and control in your day, in your life, in every area that is important to you. Because September is a great month to not overdo it, but instead find your balance and control in your health, your fitness, your wellness, everything. When you find the balance, you will be more likely to reach your next goal, no matter where you are. If you've been doing great, if you haven't been doing great, whatever your next goal is, if you find balance, that gives you control in your life and that will help you reach your next goal. So how do you find the balance? Well, you take it one day at a time. That's what September is all about, okay? It's that old saying, you put one foot in front of the other. You take one day at a time. You don't do anything over restrictive because it won't work. You can't go from eating everything all summer to eating nothing. So don't do that, okay? For those of you who are off, do not do that. Instead, you take this one day at a time, and this really works for everyone. You plan your meals and your snacks, you exercise, you move on to the next day. And regardless if you were great all summer or if you were off all summer, this will work for you to get to your next goal. Don't make yourself crazy, just be okay doing the best and putting the work in and not overdoing it to the point you're starving yourself because you want to make up for what you did through the summer. That doesn't work, okay? Or even if you weren't, if you were on program, don't get to the point where you want to over restrict, where you're starving yourself because you want to get to your next goal. It's not going to work. You have to stay in control, stay with your balance. You know, September's one of those months we start feeling a little cozy. The time starts to change. It gets, you know, a little darker earlier. We have holidays coming up. You have to just stay in control. Find that balance now. The sooner that you can do that, the sooner that you can live with one day at a time, giving it 100% each day is going to help you through the next couple of months. It's going to help you reach your next goal. Remember, when you're planning your days, you might feel a little hungry in September. especially if you weren't doing the right thing all summer, because you know your body's used to eating more. So if this is the case for you, add an extra snack each day until you get used to eating in control and with your balance again, okay? You can eventually give up that extra snack, but if you need it, have it. You can add it in every day until you don't need it, or you can just add it in when you do need it. Either way, if you need it, have it. Your body has to get used to where you are, because honestly, if you were overeating all summer anyway, you'll probably still lose even with that extra snack right now, because you're eating in control back to your meals and snacks. Even though it's one extra snack, it's probably still less than what you were eating all summer. So if you need the extra snack, have it. If you stay the same 1 week, but you were on program, it's okay. You're still in the right direction. If you have a slip up, be okay with it and just get right back on and keep moving forward. This is all balance. This balance is giving you the control. Okay. It's setting out to do the right thing, giving it 100% every day. And if you don't achieve that, you still will feel good about it because you know the direction you're going in. Okay. It's hard to be 100% every day. Some can do it. Some can't. Doesn't matter. If you set out to be 100% and you do your very best, you will feel good about it at the end of each day. And that is what I want for you. So I want you to think about this. There are two ways to go about September. You plan and prepare your days and exercise, and you give it 100%. Even if you eat a little more, you give yourself an extra snack, it's okay. The key is you find the balance and you do the right thing every day. You take your time. Like I said, even if you eat a little more, you miss an exercise, or you have a little slip up, then you get right back on. You will still get to your goal so much faster than if you try to over-restrict, starve yourself, lose control, and then binge for a day or two or three. Okay. You all know what I mean. When you find the balance, you stay in control. And even when not perfect, it's so much better and healthier than over-restricting, starving yourself, and then binging. And most important, you will get to your goal faster with the balance and being in control, even if it's a little more. So always remember, where do you want to be at the end of September? In your fall outfits? Do you want to feel good in your body, feel strong, feel healthy? You know, maybe just the sense of control and balance back in your life makes you feel the best. I know that makes me feel the best. I love feeling in control. It gives me, you know, when I have that balance in my life, I have total control. I love that. Okay. My days just go and they run so much better. That's what I want for you. So put one foot in front of the other. You plan, prepare, follow through. You will reach your goals. Okay, that is all I have for today. I hope this podcast helps. If you would like, please give it a thumbs up, like it, share it, subscribe. It all helps the channel grow in the most significant way. And I thank you all. I'm wishing everyone a healthy, happy September full of control and balance in your life so you can reach your goals. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.